coming up on the show.
It would definitely and ultimately have to be, you know, the perfect harmony. It would have to be a great situation all the way around the board. Because mm-hmm. it's not even as a bull that would breed, you wouldn't even just breed anybody that you're playing with. It would still be even selective out of those people. Big dick guys, we have to do foreplay. I enjoy foreplay because that's part of, you know, soothing her and getting her ready for what's to come, you know, lubing everything up, making sure everything's nice and wet, make it sloppy, nice and smooth, you know what I mean? So it can just slide in.
Yeah.
So we have to do the foreplay thing because of, for that reason, even though I do it anyway. And they have to do it because, like I said, their dick game ain't too strong. So they got to eat the fuck out the pussy because that's, you know, what they have to focus on.
Yeah, they have to work on outer course.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. Were you like, what the fuck is that thing on his dick?
Yeah, exactly. Especially because it was so small. Honestly, listen, I'm going to be honest. And not to, you know, not to dick shame anybody or cock shame, whatever we want to coin that phrase right now. But yeah, I had never seen a dick that small. You know, it was just, I was like, wow, damn, that's crazy. I was like, I could never fit in one of those. Like, never. I maybe a ball. I can get a ball in there.
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. A place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to VenusCuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me, listen to the private podcast, and even get access to my secret Snapchat group where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Venus. I'm your host. This is going to be such a fun episode. Okay, check it out. I have someone by the name of, or goes by the name of, Playboy Savage, and he is such a good friend of mine, and he's been in a black bull in the lifestyle for like a decade now. He's going to share what it is really like for him as a black bull in the hot wifing / cuckolding interracial lifestyle. And this episode is a ton of fun. We're going to talk about all the really great things and all the real shit things and everything in between. And he's just so much fun to chat with. So this is definitely good. By the way, just a heads up, we talk about some really hot shit too. So you might want to listen to this when you're not in public. Just saying, that's the disclaimer on this episode. So you know it's going to be good. Him and I actually are going to be attending an event together coming up. It's called Hot Wife Palooza. It is the third annual Hot Wife Palooza event, and I have not been before, so this will be my first one. Even though I have sponsored them before, I was not able to go, but I will be at this event this time. This is happening the weekend of September 15th, and it is in Arizona. And Playboy Savage will be joining me. We'll be there together. So if you are going to be attending the event, then come on over and say hello if you see us. And for those of you who don't know what Hot Wife Palooza is, this is my little spiel about what it's all about. All right. So this is the third year of Hot Wife Palooza. It is produced by Hot Wife Palooza Community, Genie Wishes Events, Lifestylers Magazine, and Arizona Fantasy Club. So if you have not attended the previous parties, imagine more than 48 hours of hotel takeover fun, including four parties, two bonus activities, a clothing optional pool and jacuzzi, an epic group play facility, and a great group of single gentlemen who understand how to conduct themselves. These are the kind of events where you can really let your hair down and enjoy like every hour of the weekend experience. It's going to take place in a charming boutique hotel in Tucson, Arizona, from September 15th to 17th. And more than 300 people attended the previous Hot Wife Palooza event. And the number of sexy participants continues to grow every time they host a new party. So needless to say, this one is definitely going to sell out. I hope it has not sold out already. So you best be buying your room package like now if there are still some available. They do have 14-hour day passes as well. So RSVP and register at hotwifecommunity.com. The link is also in the description notes for today's episode. Oh, and I have to mention my friend Doc Chocolate from the Bulls and Queens podcast. He's going to be there as well. So, of course, you want to be there. And the last announcement before we jump into the show today is there's a brand new episode of the Cook View talk show that just got released, and it features my co-host Cook Next Door and the goddess Kayla herself. Some of you may remember her from her fucking amazing episode she did on this show about humiliation. Well, we're going to be talking about cuck porn. Woo woo. One of my favorite topics. And in this episode of the Cuck View talk show, Goddess Kayla has a special challenge for all the cucks out there. So you got to check this out. You can find it on the private podcast at venuscuckoldress.com by becoming a member of any one of the support tiers. And it's also available on Apple Podcasts. So check it out. That's called The Cuck View, the new talk show about everything cuckolding. All right, that's it for announcements. Are you ready to jump in to this show? Because I sure as fuck am. Let's do this. With me on the show today, I have my very good friend, Playboy Savage. Welcome to the show, Playboy Savage. Say hello to all the listeners.
Hello, hello. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Isn't his voice so sexy? Oh my God. Okay. So Playboy Savage is someone who I met at a hotel takeover event last year and had so much fun with, and we have connected in person since then, most recently, actually. Mm-hmm. And he is a black bull in the lifestyle, in the cuckolding hot wife sharing, I hate that term, lifestyle. But that's how we met last year, and it was an interracial party. And I just wanted to ask you, it being an interracial themed event, mostly black men and white couples, like, do you, like, I'm assuming you obviously have a preference for white women when it comes to couples in this lifestyle? Is that, am I correct with that?
You know what? I'm not even going to say that I have a preference for white women in the lifestyle, but what I will say is that in this lifestyle, as far as cuckold relationships go, it's usually white women. That's more so the truth of that situation. I don't necessarily have a preference. I do love white women. I love black women. I love beautiful women.
Yeah. And so how did you find out about that party? It wasn't your first time that you've been to that party before, right?
No, it wasn't. Okay. That was my second event, my second splash.
Okay. And have you been to other lifestyle events other than that?
I've been to plenty of lifestyle events. I've been in the lifestyle for man, like I said, about 10 years on and off. So I have plenty of experience and I've been to lots of different clubs and events. I will say the one that we met at is definitely, you know, one of a kind.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's talking about Splash Mocha, events. And I have talked about this a little bit on the show before. That was my first one last year. I have been to, like, I guess swinger type events before, but that was my first one that was kind of like cuck hot wife kind of themed event. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. So so 10 years you've been kind of into this. Mm-hmm. How did you get introduced to it? Like, how did you get into it?
I got approached by, I forgot where I was, but I think I was just like at a regular bar or club and I got approached by a couple. And yeah, I played with the hot wife and, you know, while getting to know them and becoming friends, you know, they told me about what else they were into and, you know, the lifestyle. And then I had them take me to my first party and, it's been history ever since. It's a wrap. I've been knee deep.
Balls deep. You in balls deep.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely a better description. More accurate.
Okay. So when they approached you, that couple that approached you in the bar, were mm-hmm. you... This is weird. Like, are you sure your husband?
You know, at first it was a little weird, only for like the first 30 seconds. That's how long it took me to adjust. She was really hot. So I'm like, listen, if that's what you guys are looking for, I'm all for it. Like, count me in.
Was the cuck there in the room?
Yes, he was.
Oh, was that weird for you?
You know what? I'm going to tell you about my first. So my first experience, yes. The cuck was in the room. He was caged. He was sitting in the corner. He was being humiliated by her. I guess she hadn't even had sex with him. She wasn't going to until they got married. So they were just a couple at that point in time. And yeah, so I was just sitting there fucking her, having my way with her while she was talking shit to him. And how he'll never get that pussy until he puts a fucking ring on it. Yeah.
Okay, but like
that was interesting. That was definitely a different dynamic than I was, you know, accustomed to.
I was gonna say, is that that's got some like kind of, you know, fringy, kinky stuff going on?
Correct. Yes, I think so. Definitely. I mean, you know, different people are into different things. I'm here for it. I'll participate how I can, you know, whatever I'm comfortable with. I'm here for it.
Were you like, what the fuck is that thing on his dick?
Yeah, exactly. Especially because it was so small. Honestly, listen, I'm gonna be honest, and not to not to dick shame anybody or cock shame, whatever we want to coin that phrase right now. But yeah, I had never seen a dick that small. You know, it was just, I was like, wow. Damn, that's crazy. I was like, I could never fit in one of those. Like, never. I maybe a ball. I can get a ball in there. I can get one of my nuts in there.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Because I remember the very first time I saw Chastity Cage.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
I know. I actually saw it in porn, and I was like, the fuck is that thing on his dick? I was like, is that some sort of like fashion accessory or something? I did not know what it was.
One of the first things I thought about is how painful it would be if he actually got hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the point. You know what I mean? That's the point.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. Poor him.
Yikes. Yeah. That's yeah. I'm good.
So you weren't, Ooh. So that was your first experience. So you weren't totally like, this shit's whack. I don't want to.
No,
do this.
It was very, very interesting. I was intrigued.
Yeah. Okay.
I was intrigued. It was enough for me to, you know, delve back in and see what else the lifestyle had in store for me.
Oh, did she do a comparison picture? That would have been amazing. You next to him. Oh my God.
No, but I do have a couple of those with the other couples.
That's so awesome. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay. Wow. Okay. We're going to get to your OnlyFans soon because I want to talk about that.
And,
but I have a few other questions first, but okay. What I wanted to ask you is, what is it like for you at these hotel parties to be a bull? And for those of you listening, what I'm talking about with these hotel takeover parties is like, these are parties where they actually rent all the rooms privately in this hotel. So no one else can actually come into that hotel for the weekend, only the guests who've signed up for this event. And it's like a full on play party if you want. You know, I certainly don't have to, but it, at the Splash Mocha party, there's like, I don't know, like 1,000 guys there. Black guys, and then lots of it's not all black guys. I think it's interracial, as in like any kind of interracial theme, but that's mostly what it is. And then a lot of couples. And so I was just like, holy shit. Like there is a lot of guys to choose from. It was a little, I want to say overwhelming, but like I was pleasantly surprised. So I was like, wow. So what is it like for you to walk into something like that?
You know what? Walking into that experience for the first time was definitely something that you have to adjust to as well. That was my first time being to an event where I feel like the focus was on black men.
Yeah.
I've been to hot wife events and parties before going to Splash Mocha, but none that were focused on black men. And even so, to the point to where they cater to black men, even in the pricing. Like this is the first event period that I've ever been to where single males pay less than couples and single females.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Only event ever.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. I think that's the right move. That's good.
So the way it works for Splash is if you're a single male and you don't mind splitting a double bedroom with another single male, which if you have a friend that's going or somebody that you know what I mean? Like you're cool with, that you could just have, you know, give them the name and you guys can come make sure that you guys are roomed together. It's $300.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And on top of that, if you purchase two events at the same time, you can get it for just $500.
Really?
So then it's $250 each. But yeah, that's for a shared room. But even that's not the cost of what it would actually cost to rent share a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Because I know the rooms are like $1,200, $1,500.
Yeah, I know. They are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So like I said, this is the only event that I know of that the single males pay less than everyone else instead of more.
That is
considerably more.
That is great. I think that's wonderful.
So that's another reason why, one of the reasons why it's a favorite.
So what is your like usual thing that you do when you're there? So you go and you obviously know people who are there because you've been doing this for a lot of years.
Definitely.
So is your thing to just like go and mingle, or do you like pre-arrange like before you go? Like
who I do with? A little bit of everything. I go and I mingle, I socialize and see who I connect with naturally. But at the same time, if there's any way for me to find out who's going ahead of time, I'll try to connect ahead of time and, you know, kind of chat and get acquainted ahead of time before we meet in person at the event.
Right. And so do you get a lot of like women who are referrals from other women?
Yes, I do.
No, I knew that was going to be the answer because I am not surprised.
Yeah. Women love to share me.
So you are in demand.
I'm popular in the lifestyle.
So do you interact a lot with like the husbands or?
Yes, I do. I think it's about 50-50 as far as who I interact with whenever I'm dealing with couples.
And do they usually interact with you in the same way, or are some like ultra submissive and other guys are just talk to you like they're just a bro?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckolgist.com.
That's exactly the way it is. So, and it shows the difference in couples at the same time, because there are, you know, like the hot wife cuckold couples. And obviously those guys, even in speaking with them or texting them, they're, you can tell in their demeanor, they're a little bit more submissive. They don't have a lot to say. It's just more like a yes, sir, you know, thing like that. But with the stag vixen couples, you know, those are the guys that don't just watch you fuck their girl or their wife. They join in somehow, some way. They might join in, even if it's just by talking. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, in texting and talking to those guys, yeah, that's more like a bro type situation. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, it's completely different.
So what do you look for? I mean, you don't have to go out and look for couples. It sounds like they just find you.
I don't. they do find me, but I still look.
Okay, where do you look to find them? I'm curious.
Well, I look on swing sites, because you know there's sites like FetLife and Cassidy, and then there's also this little gym called DoubleList.
DoubleList. I've somewhat heard of that. Like,
so technically, basically, double. Do you remember what, like, how the Craigslist casual encounter section used to be back in the day?
Tell me it's that.
So, what DoubleList is only the casual encounter section of Craigslist, or is styled in that fashion. That's exactly how it's laid out. So, that DoubleList is the new Craigslist casual encounters.
Fuck me. I was just talking about this today.
Like, you just made me expose that for the world. That was my little secret.
DoubleList. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you can go on DoubleList and you can create an ad and have it sitting there for, you know, whatever you're looking for. If you're a couple looking for a single male, if you're a couple looking for a female, if you're a couple looking for another couple, you can leave an ad like that. And you can also go and look for that. You know, I'm a single male looking for a female, or I'm a single male looking for a couple, you know?
Yeah.
You can make it very specific to what you're searching for.
Oh. And
there's pretty much, you know, there's some for everybody there. So whatever it is you're looking for, is there. Females for females, males for males, all that's there.
So when you put an ad on there, what does it say? I'm going to put you on the spot with this one.
Okay, let's see. In a nutshell, when I post an ad, all I kind of do is really just say who I am, how old I am, and what it is I'm looking for. You know, if I post an ad looking for single females, I say I'm looking for a single female to have fun with. I might mention what my availability is and include a picture and attach, you know, basically include a way for them to contact me. And if they reach out to me, then it's game on. Or if I have an ad, okay, so basically I post an ad, I leave all that information on there. It's basically like a little bio about me,
yep.
Kind of what I'm into sexually. You can't be too graphic though, because they will like flag your shit.
Okay.
And you can't post nude pictures. So you have to, you know, you've got to have clothes on. You got to keep it kind of classy in the fucking bio too, but enough to get your point across. Like, this is what I'm looking for tonight, this weekend. And then, you know, they'll respond with like a picture and another way to contact them so that you're not emailing maybe a Kick or a Telegram, or we can text.
Right.
But if I'm looking for a couple, then I'll say I'm looking for a couple. It doesn't matter to me. I don't have a preference over stag vixen couples and or hot wife cuckold couples. Okay. Like, it's all fun for me.
It's all fun. Yeah.
It's all fun for me. Listen, I'm going to be honest. It took me a little bit, a couple of times, for me to adjust, like, just being watched like that.
Yeah.
While I was, like, so intently while I was fucking somebody's wife. But I just zone out. Like, I'm, you know, I'm in my zone. I'm here handling business. So I just do what I do.
What, and I'm assuming sometimes the guy's like filming you too. So there's that, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Have you ever been catfished?
You know, funny enough, I have never been catfished, but I do have people that use my pictures and videos. So it's kind of like a reverse. I got people that use my images to catfish other people.
I got the same issue.
Right. It's so crazy. It's so weird to me. You know, maybe one of these days I'll have catfish call me like, hey, this chick thinks she's been dating you for the last 6 months. Could you let her know? I'm like, listen, I'm sorry. Yeah, that wasn't me. So I'm expecting a call from catfish sometime soon, because I got a couple people that are actively using my pics and stuff. Like,
oh, that's annoying.
Like, messaging people. Like, they've messaged people that I know. You know, they've messaged somebody before I messaged them. So then when I messaged them, they thought I was the catfish. I'm like, how am I in a situation where I got to prove that I'm the real me? Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's so annoying crazy. When that happens.
It is. You know, a lot of people think it should be flattering, but no, that's just annoying.
Yeah.
You know, it's flattering at first, like maybe the first time and maybe for a couple of pictures. But when you literally have somebody trying to, you know, steal your identity in that way, it's like, it's pretty lame. She's weak. It's, you know, it's like 50-50. It's flattering because it's like, yeah, somebody thinks I'm so dope, they want to be me. Cool. I get it. But on the flip side of that, that shit's lame as fuck. Be you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's because your dick is fabulous.
Oh, well, and I'm an amazing person. Don't forget that.
That too. You know? Yeah, that happened to me. There's very few photos and videos of me that have leaked out there. But I have had, it's usually people who know me who are like messaging me like, oh, this dude is using your photo.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, they're like, did you create a new profile? I'm like, no. I'm like, this is the only one. So like, it's funny because I always have people hit me up telling me that somebody else is using my pics and stuff. And then we kind of go on a little mission to try to catch them up. And they always ended up just like blocking them and stuff. So it's a fun little game we play now. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's pretty whack. So anybody out there that's using my pics and shit, you can do better.
That's right.
You could do better. Just be you.
Do better. Be better. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
So in your opinion, do you think that like this interracial part of cuckolding is more popular now than before?
Definitely. I think within the last maybe 5 years or so is when I've really been hearing a lot more about like the infatuation with BBC.
Okay. And do you,
the fetish, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's definitely something.
It is. Yeah.
And I am at the forefront.
Do you, have you noticed it's mainly like from couples, or do you notice that this is like a lot of white dudes out there who are obsessing about like BBC porn?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
I'd say it's, well, I don't know what's going on privately.
Yeah.
But as far as what I deal with, definitely couples.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, when you're dealing with these couples, you don't know whose idea it is.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's because she wants to do it or if it's because he wants her to do it. Either way, it's getting done and I'm there to do it.
I'm willing to bet it's the guys. It's the guys who are the ones that are driving it, which is it's an interesting psychology.
You would be surprised. I'm sure it's the guys a lot of time as well, but I know for a fact that it is the women a lot of times, just because of the fact that I have, like, I build relationships and connections and bonds with, you know, with these women. So I have lasting relationships with these couples. So I learn exactly what their dynamic is and who's running the show.
Yeah.
And so most of them are women.
Yeah. Okay, so that was.
I'm gonna just keep it. You know, I'm gonna just keep it honest. Most of them is they're the women.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you about. Was
all the queens of spades?
Fuck yes. I was gonna ask you about that. Like, is this about sex or is this about sex and connection for you?
For me, it's definitely about sex and connection. Like, honestly, we might not even have sex if there's no connection. Like, even if we're both very physically attracted to each other, like, there's certain things and it's not even really some things that I can list as far as to check off. It's more of like, you know, it's a vibe.
Yeah, it really is a vibe. Has it always been like that for you, or is that?
No. Just like... Like some things that have changed for me. I noticed that back in the day, I used to be a lot more, I'll say, open and eager to do gangbangs. But now that I'm more experienced in the lifestyle and my life is set up the way it is, I prefer not to do gangbangs unless I have to, which is rare, because I like... I enjoy intimacy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And being sensual. I don't always like to put on a show. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then another thing I've learned is that when in gangbang type situations, in threesome type situations, I don't get to fuck the way I like to fuck when the female, like if doggy style is my favorite position. So if I want you face down, ass up, and that's the way I get it, I'm not going to get it like that. If you got to have your head up focusing on sucking another dick, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get to fuck the way I like to fuck in situations like that, which is the reason why, you know, they're not something I generally go for. On top of that, you know, a lot of other single males out there are so I feel like thirsty for pussy sometimes. They don't really know how to share. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So once they get in there, you know, you're going to tap them a couple times before they try to jump out, and they're going to try to bust their nut first. Like, that's not usually the way that goes. I'm like, bro, if we was doing that, I'd still be in the pussy right now. I wouldn't have never handed it over to you. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I play well with others, but sometimes, you know, when I'm being like that and then I see it's not the same way in return, I'm like, I'd rather just not be in that situation, especially if I can have her to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm only sharing her because she wants to be shared. You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the way that goes sometimes. It's all good, you know?
It's interesting. I just thought about that. Like, I guess gangbangs are kind of more performative than they are really about.
Exactly. There's a lot of positions
yeah.
that look great on porn that are not actually fucking comfortable to do.
Yeah. Like the picking her up thing, the picking her up
that
upside down. She's sucking
Listen, yeah, that's crazy. Sometimes DP is uncomfortable. DVP is definitely uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, you make it work. And if that's what the female wants, we're definitely going to try to make it happen.
I've had DVP once and I loved it. I'm just putting that out there.
That's what I'm saying. I bet. Exactly. Now, if you had seen what it looks like from the outside in and the uncomfortable positions we got to get into to try to make that work, you'd be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's only for a couple strokes. Like, all right, cool. We did that.
Aw, poor guy.
I'm all for it, though. I'm a team player. I'm a team player. And the one more thing, like when during DP, I don't usually like to be the guy underneath. I'm usually the guy in the back or up front, depending on how you're positioned.
Is that just because visually it's better or easier?
No, it's because usually that guy is not really getting too much action.
Yeah.
He's kind of just sitting there. So say we're doing DP where the girl is riding the guy and then, you know, there's a guy behind her. I would be the guy behind her because the guy under her is just getting sat on.
Yeah.
And the guy behind her is having all the fun. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm never the guy just sitting there underneath. Like, I don't need both y'all body weight on me. And then in DP in the other way, when she's flipped around and kind of riding one guy reverse cowgirl,
yeah.
And then there's another guy up front, I would try to be the guy up front and have her leaned all the way back. But once again, the guy underneath is just laying there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have my ultimate fantasy is to have a BBC gangbang on my wedding night. But
ooh. Okay.
Because I've never had a gangbang before, so I want it.
Hey, say that again. What'd you say?
I've never had a gangbang before.
What's your ultimate fantasy?
A BBC gangbang on my wedding night.
This is my RSVP.
But this is the thing, just going back to what you said, I want to be very, very choosy about who these guys are because I do want everybody to work well together. I do want it to I want the vibe to be right between everybody. Otherwise, if the vibe's not right, I don't want it. I don't want
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% all the way around.
Yeah. So there you go.
Listen, we got to be fucking giving high fives and shit when we change it. You know what I'm when we swap it out, like, all right, bro, here, you get in there. High five. Bam.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, we got to be so cool that, you know, while I'm fucking, I got somebody bringing me, you know, a towel and some water. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to be a team player.
No, that's my cucky dude that would be doing that. Right. That's his job.
As long as somebody does it, shit. I need towels and water.
Okay. Another question I wanted to ask you is, what's this been like? You obviously really enjoy this lifestyle and you enjoy, you know, everything that comes with it. What has it been like kind of navigating romantic relationships for you?
You know what? That's honestly a very, very good question. Mm-hmm. It's been hard. It's been very hard. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I feel like the lifestyle is, I feel like the best thing that's happened to me, one of the best things that's happened to me because of the freedom that it allows you. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, I know for a fact that I have gained and lost, you know, a lot of beautiful women, a lot of great, amazing women, normal vanilla women, because they didn't understand, wouldn't understand, or, you know, didn't want to be a part of the lifestyle with me. But like I said, in any other circumstance outside of the lifestyle, you know, these probably all would have been women I would have married. It would have been great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that one little thing, you know, so it's kind of, you know, in a way it's like, it's like a gift and the curse. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to, you know, like you're like, I'm turning all the good women away for all the bad ones. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I mean, hey, you got to live your life the way you choose and the way you see fit. And I choose to have fun, you know?
Have you ever considered being in like a poly relationship with a couple?
I have. I've thought about it. It's not something that has been presented to me. It's something that I do. And it's also like a situation that I would be in, like orchestrate myself. I'd be in a poly relationship, as far as one that I put together. And I'd also, you know, potentially join someone else's. I'd be open to that.
Have you had couples approach you for that before or talk to you about that before?
You know, I haven't had couples talk to me about, okay. I've had couples talk to me about, you know, maybe like being the wife's boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, but it's never really, it's not any local couples. It's more so couples that aren't close, so it's not really something that's actually realistic for me,
right?
But yeah, I mean, I've honestly, I've had couples ask me to breed.
Oh, I didn't think to ask you this question, but this is a good one. Okay, okay. So
I knew you were gonna say that. Since I said breeding, I was like, I know she wouldn't think about breeding.
Okay, because my first cuck boyfriend, this was the big fantasy for him. And I was like, yeah, it's hot as fuck. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought about realistically in real fucking life, these are human beings that we're talking about. These are relationships that we're talking about. This Absolutely. Is kind of
it would definitely and ultimately have to be, you know, the perfect harmony. It would have to be a great situation, all the way around the board. Because it's not even as a bull that would breed, you wouldn't even just breed anybody that you're playing with. It would still be even selective out of those people.
It would have to be, because there's even like legal ramifications to this. Even if everything is agreed upon on the day of, shit could change a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, and you know, shit hit the fan and it's complicated as fuck. I'd be scared of that.
You ever seen that movie? You ever seen that movie Fun with Dick and Jane?
No.
Okay. So that's your homework assignment now.
Oh, dang.
I want you to go watch Fun with Dick and Jane and then we'll talk later. You let me know what you think about that movie. There's going to be a certain part that you are going to get a kick out of because of this conversation.
Okay. Okay. You know what? We can talk about that when we see each other next for sure. Okay. Let's talk about boundaries. This is the last question I have for you until we talk about your OnlyFans. That's what I'm really excited about. But as far as boundaries, like, do you go into situations with like new couples with like your own preset boundaries, or is this something that you kind of are more flexible with going into?
I definitely go into every situation with my own boundaries.
Okay. And so I guess one of them would be like,
well, I mean, it's like this, like as far as just a baseline, a bottom line, a straight male. So, you know, it's like anything outside of that we can talk about. You know, just don't talk to me about no guy on guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so, and what about like,
you're good with that?
The humiliation or the teasing of the cuck.
I'm open to that. That's not something that I naturally do. Obviously, when I'm meeting with couples, my focus is on the woman. So asking me to, you know, give attention to the male counterpart besides just a normal conversation, pre-sex or post-sex is a little different for me. I just, like I said, when I'm having sex, I be in my zone. So if that's something like that has to be, you definitely have to ask me ahead of time to do it.
Yeah.
So I could be like, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's something that I'll do, but it's not something that I do naturally.
Right. I imagine that was an evolution, because like it sounds like the very beginning was a bit harsh, like that first one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. To go from that first time to, oh, now you want me to talk to him?
Yeah, yeah.
While I'm fucking you?
Yeah, I totally understand how awkward that would feel, especially like you say, it doesn't come naturally. That's how I felt too as a woman in the beginning. I was like, you want me to tell you your dick is tiny? Like, what? Right. I don't understand.
I'm like, you already know that.
Yeah. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I don't need to tell you. I can show you right here. You see how big mine is. That tells you how little yours is.
Okay, wait. Before we talk about your OnlyFans, I want to talk about that size queen stuff. Like, obviously, you are, like, I think size queens are your women, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So do you mention that to women beforehand? Do they know this beforehand? Is this something that you talk about? Or have there been some times where she's like, she takes one look at your dick and she's like, oh my God, you're going to split me in half. Like,
yes, I've had women that say exactly that. I've had women that were ecstatic and so excited about it. And I've had women that were terrified. I've had women that seen like a picture and they decided that they didn't want to have sex anymore. They decided, no thanks. I'm cool. I don't need my insides rearranged. I like them the way they are. I'll pass on that, sir. Thank you.
Aww.
And that sucks. And so that is another gift and a curse, is having, not, I'm not going to say having a big dick, but maybe a dick that's so big. And my dick's not like gigantic or nothing, but it definitely scares some women off.
Yeah. So your dick is perfect for a size queen. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And I know this because you sent me the most amazing, epic, heavy dick flop video.
There we go.
I was like, jaw hit the floor. I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening, and if you've listened to my videos where I have reviewed people's favorite cuck porn or BBC porn videos, the dick flop is like one of my all-time favorite fucking things. Like, an impressive dick flop is truly something beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
well, I'll send you a helicopter video next.
Oh damn. I that video, I was like, holy shit. So I can totally understand how a woman would see that video and be like, a small pussy woman.
Right. A small pussy woman.
As big pussy women, we're like, oh, this is good.
But yeah, exactly.
The small pussy woman.
You get excited. I can fill you up.
Yeah. I can see how they would be like scared that would be mm-hmm. like kind of terrifying. Yeah. But yeah, that would suck if you were, you know, all feeling great about this chick and she was like, no, I don't. Right. Like, that's too big.
Well, I mean, especially in a situation where you might be her first bull.
Right.
And all she's dealt with is her micro dick cut.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. It's like, fuck no, get a thing away from me.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That shit's fucking huge. No.
Yeah. I know.
It's going to hurt me.
Yeah. That's what she would think. It would be like, I don't know if that would even fit in me.
That's,
right.
That's what they say. And I'm like, listen, there's only one way to find out.
lots of lube.
Exactly. As long as we got lots of lube, we're good to go.
Take your time.
I know how to work it. I ain't in a rush. We got all night.
This is a skill. The warming up the woman to be able to fit in her. Yeah. This is a skill that big dick guys have. This is a skill that like little dick guys are so jealous of. They're like, oh, I've never had to warm a woman up to fit in her.
Well, see, okay, so here's, they have a different type of experience, which kind of puts us both in the same position. Big dick guys, we have to do foreplay. I enjoy foreplay because that's part of, you know, soothing her and getting her ready for what's to come, you know, lubing everything up, making sure everything's nice and wet, make it sloppy, nice and smooth. You know what I mean? So it could just slide in.
Yeah.
So we have to do the foreplay thing for that reason, even though I do it anyway. And they have to do it because, like I said, their dick game ain't too strong. So they got to eat the fuck out the pussy because that's, you know, what they have to focus on.
Yeah, they have to work on outer course.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Whereas you have to focus on that in the beginning, but you're going to get it all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay. So,
and whenever they can't take it all, I just tell them they can save the rest for later.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. Yeah. Okay. You can save the rest for later. Okay. Do you get, okay. So wait, real question here. I don't do anal cause like that shit hurts and I don't want to be in pain, but, I did have a guy with a really, really,
you might like it if I did anal with you. You might like it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I had this guy with a huge dick and he like slipped out of my pussy and like went in my ass like all in like a split second. And I almost died. Like I almost died. I was like, bury me in the ground right now. I'm dead. Like that hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way that it's supposed to happen. That's not the way I plan on going in there. I'm not going in there like that.
It was traumatizing.
I can imagine.
But so I'm not into like the anal stuff. Although I like anal play. Like anal play is like, you know, fun.
Yeah. See, so you're still just kind of traumatized.
I'm traumatized. But do you?
So like I said, we'll work that out. You just haven't given another dick the opportunity to feel good in your ass.
I don't know. I'm scared. I'm real scared. But it's okay. Okay. So for a big dick guy, I'm assuming that women would be even more scared of like you fucking them in the ass. Like
you would think that, but you know what? Some size queens are just size queens all the way around. And some women like literally beg me to fuck them in the ass.
That is so impressive, man. That is some superstar level. Like, that's awesome.
Honestly, it amazes me, to be honest. Like, honestly, one of the last sessions I had that amazed me in that way, like, she wanted me to fuck her in the ass the whole entire time, all night. So our all-night session was anal.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And that was a first. I mean, you know, I know some girls like, you know, they love anal, but never for the whole goddamn session and all night.
Oh, she'd need an ice pack on her asshole after that for sure.
But here's the thing. That was my first time playing with her. And part of the reason why is because she had been anal trained. So I guess her ex-husband had only fucked her in the ass or most of the time, whatever. So she just, I guess, got really used to it and maybe really, really enjoyed it, obviously. But now that's all, I'm not gonna say that's all she wanted because I did fuck her pussy, obviously, but that's what she asked me for, is to fuck her in the ass all night.
Wow. That's like, that's amazing. That is impressive. Okay. Let's talk about your OnlyFans. So I didn't even know you had an OnlyFans until like recently. But then I was like, well, lucky all the women who are watching that OnlyFans.
You know, I do have an OnlyFans. I should have a lot more content. You know what? If I was to show you all the content in my phone, your mind would be blown. A lot of that stuff I can't post on OnlyFans because some of those women don't have OnlyFans anymore because they got kicked off or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little frustrating for me. But I promise you guys, I'll get the OnlyFans back up popping soon. I got so much content. If you send me a DM, I can send you some exclusive shit that I can't post online.
Oh, damn. Okay. It's time to wrap this up. It's been so much fun chatting with you. I know we're going to chat again. I know we're going to see each other soon and chat again. So I'm looking forward to that. But where can all of the listeners learn more about you or find where you're at?
Oh, so much. So many different places. Let's see. Okay. So as far as my OnlyFans, it's OnlyFans at Playboy Savage XO. If you want to go listen to some of my music, because I'm a music artist as well, you can go look me up on Spotify or iTunes. My music name is Influence. look up a song called Something Serious or Step. What else?
I really like Step. That's a good one.
What else is on the menu?
Twitter.
My Twitter is Playboy Savage XO as well.
Okay.
So that's easy to find. Yeah, I mean, pretty much I'm here. I know that I should be a lot more visible, but you know how life goes. Sometimes you got to fall back and focus on other things. So that's what I've been doing, but I'm about ready to make my way back to the forefront. So get ready for me. Here I come.
Awesome. So I'm going to post the links in the show notes for today's show. So if you can't remember what we just said, it's all good. Just check the description notes for today's show and it will all be there. Playboy Savage, thank you so much for being on the show with me.
Thank you, beautiful. This was fun. I enjoyed myself.
That's going to be it for today's episode. Make sure you go to VenusCuckoldress.com, sign up for one of the supporter tiers, and get the private podcast, including The Cuck View and other bonus episodes as well. You can also find The Cuck View Talk Show on Apple Podcasts, so check it out. And of course, book your tickets now if there's some left for Hot Wife Palooza. That is happening in Arizona, September 15th to the 17th. Go to hotwifecommunity.com to check it out. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter or whatever the fuck it's called these days. My handle is @cuckoldressv. That's going to be it for today's episode. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.